The Gemara of Chavtes and Beis has different shilas, like Rabbi Kadima and Pidin HaBen. Mashal Liftes is Bnei Las LaRegel. Which one comes first, the Pidin HaBen or the Aliyah LaRegel? The Gemara has another shilah about who Liftes and Bnei Liftes, which Mitzvah comes first, his Pidin or the Pidin of his son. So there are different shilas about Kadima and Pidin HaBen. So a very interesting shilah about Kadima and Pidin HaBen that happened through Shlomo Hyman. This is brought down in the Chiddush of Shlomo and Kiddushin in Simon Gimel. Shlomo writes that he was in the city of Bobrisk, and he was invited to a Pidin HaBen. And that Pidin HaBen happened to be at nighttime. So it was nighttime, it was time to daven Ma'ariv, and it was also the Pidin HaBen that was supposed to take place. And the shiloh is, which comes first, the Pidin HaBen or Ma'ariv? What is Kaidim? Is Ma'ariv Kaidim, or is Pidin HaBen Kaidim? And Shlomo writes, so one of the Talmud Chachamim that was there said that L'char Ma'ariv should come first before Pidin HaBen, because of the din of Tadr, Tadr B'Shem Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, and being that Ma'ariv is more Tadr than Pidin HaBen, so Ma'ariv should be Kaidim, and only afterwards you do Pidin HaBen. And Reb Shlomo felt that that is a mistake, and Avada should do the Pidin HaBen first, and only then do Ma'ariv, and Tadr really plays no role over here, because he says the Tadr is only when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and the question is, which mitzvah should go first, and you have a din of Tadr. But he said, when it comes to Pidin HaBen is not just a mitzvah, it's a chayv, to the kain. And when you're dealing with a chayv, there's no din of Tadr, there's no din of Kedima and mitzvahs. Avada, the chayv comes before the mitzvah, there's no question about that. He says, the Haga Atzmacha, what would be if you owe somebody money? And he's saying, give me the money you owe me. And he said, and you say, no, let me daven Ma'ariv first. I have a mitzvah of davening Ma'ariv. So Avada, you can't patter up, you can't push him away because you have a mitzvah to daven, because the chayv is first. His lashon is that the ma'aloi la ha'malva and chiyah mitzvaysav. What does a malva have to do? Why should I be concerned with your chiyah mitzvah? So ma'amayna gabei, my mammon is by you. So he says, if it's a chayv, Avada, the chayv comes before the mitzvah, and therefore he felt that you should first do the pinyin ben and only then daven Ma'ariv. And he mentioned this svar to Simcha Zelig from Brisk, and Simcha Zelig was masking him, and Simcha Zelig told him that he met Reb Chaim in Minsk, and he told Reb Chaim this svar, and Reb Chaim also was masking to the svar of Shlomo Hyman that the chayv comes before the mitzvah of Ma'ariv. Now Lulei Dvarav, I would think that l'chayr you could tain him maybe two ha'aris on the svar of Shlomo. Maybe this is the hezbar and the other Talmud Chacham that was chaylik on him. That two things you could say. Number one, it's true that Pidin HaBen is a chayv, but Pidin HaBen is also a mitzvah. And the Achrenim say a svara that the chayv is a taitzah, the mitzvah. Meaning first the mitzvah is chal. Once the mitzvah is chal, that creates the chayv. It's not that the chayv is always here all the time, but the chayv is a result of the mitzvah. So first you have to be done, is there a mitzvah here or is there not a mitzvah here? If there's a mitzvah here, then there is a chayv. There's no mitzvah, there's no chayv. So if Al Tzilchus Tadr says that Ma'ariv is kaidim and there's no mitzvah now, then that means there's no chayv. The chayv is only here once the mitzvah is chal. If there's no mitzvah, there's no chayv. So Avada, you would say Tadr Shena Tadr Tadr Kaidim, and the Ma'ariv should be Daicha, because Kol Zman Tadr is Daicha, the mitzvah Pidin HaBen, until later on, then the Chayv is not Chal yet, the Chayv is only Chal once the mitzvah is Chal. Could be Reb Shlomo held that that's not a Taina, because when you deal with Tadr, Tadr doesn't say that the mitzvah is not here, Avada, the mitzvah is here, it's just that in Kedima that you do A before B. But being that the mitzvah is here, there is a Chiyah mitzvah, now you just have right to push it off, that's enough to create the Chayv, and once the Chayv is here, then that chayv would end up being daicha, the mitzvah of tadr. So that's something you can be done on, whether it's pasha that the chayv comes before the mitzvah or not. Another hara you could say is that Reb Shlomo's taina is that if you have a chayv, it's pasha the chayv is kaidim, because he says a mashal, if the guy saying, I want my money back, he has a right to demand it, and does not have to be concerned with your mitzvahs. But that the reason why I have to give it to the Baal Chayv first is because it's a tviyah. He's saying, give me my money, I want my money. That tviyah is mechayv to give you the money before you do your mitzvah. But over here by Pidin HaBen, there's no tviyah, there's no taivin, it's mamashen l'taivin. There's no one kind is coming and saying, give me the money, the Pidin HaBen. He can give it to whoever he wants. So being that there's no tviyah over here, if there's no tviyah, then l'char, the chayv is not mechayv me to push off the mitzvah, I could do the mitzvah, and then pay back the chayv. If goes on, there's no tviyah, the tviyah is out of the picture, the fact that it's a chayv, that l'char would not be enough to say that I have to do the chayv before the mitzvah. Mashen can buy a real bal chayv if it's being tviyah, so the tviyah is what tells you to do it first. So those are two haras l'char, you can be ma'ir on the Chiddush of Reb Shlomo, but Al Kapanim, Shlomo held that Avada, the Chayv comes before the mitzvah, and he got the Haskama of both Simcha Zelig and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik.